Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing. Welcome to Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. Another prompt to thought. I mean, I'm doing these previews. MLB 2020 previews. But the thing is I'm doing them impromptu because I'm getting random thoughts. And this is where I feel, this is when I feel the right time to, to make the statement out or make the preview. Because I get all the thoughts in of the division, and I get the thoughts in of the players, and I get some information here and there, but it's mainly of my, I guess it's a pick. I don't look at it as a pick, like I'm making a pick. It's more of how I feel these teams are going to progress. It's, realistically, these teams are going to be good on the field. They're going to, we're going to hammer these out. We're going to play the games. We're going to figure out who's good. Like the Nasty Nats. Last year, the Nasty Nats took the season, took off during the June month. And they just grabbed the season and took off. I mean, there's no analyzing. There's no, this is why. No. They just took off. They made plays. They became better. They developed. They did things that were, uncharacteristic, but they capitalized on other teams' mistakes. They didn't make mistakes. So I'm not making a pick. I'm more of like what I expect to see. There you go. That's exactly what it is. I took a long time to say that. What I expect to see. So in my car now, driving over to the north side of Chicago, I'm thinking of the AL Central. The AL Central. Just finished publishing the NL Central. So this is the AL Central. So we have Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Royals, Minnesota Twins, Chicago White Sox, Cleveland Indians. So I'm going to state here right now that I expect the Indians to be sellers. Even though they still got the great Francisco Lindor, I expect them by the trade deadline to look to get out, of the competition business and to trade Lindor. The White Sox could be in on that trade. Of course, it's very rare to see in-division trades. But, I mean, if the White Sox want to win today, if they want to win in 2019 or 2020, they'll be smart and go after Lindor. I mean, Tim Anderson is a nice player. He's athletic, but he's no Francisco Lindor. He's just not. Go after Lindor, and now you got a thing. I don't want to hear about this Yasmani Grandal being a difference maker. He's not. I don't want to hear about Kopech and Dylan Cease being players that are going to take the next step. They're not. Stop talking to me about minor leaguers. Nick Madrigal, Luis Robert. Don't care because it's a beast of a season. It's 162 games. This is another thing. Stop telling me these guys are on a pace four. If they went on a tear to hit five home runs in six games, you're going to tell me, oh, this guy's on a pace for 160 home runs. Stop it. Enough. Don't give me no pace. Don't give me no, oh, this is what he could project to do in 162 game season. No, it's not true. Okay? It's not true. And then you match up the 162 games with parts of this season and parts of next season. No. It's like a hitting streak. You can't have hitting streaks from last season to the next season. Like, if you ended on a 22-game hitting streak in 2019, and then you start another 20-game hitting streak in 2020, you don't have a 40-game hitting streak, okay? You don't. They want to make it so because of analytics. All because of analytics. Analytics is a tool. It's not the be-all, end-all, okay? You build your team on analytics, you find yourself a first round out in the playoffs every year for your existence, all right? Good for you. Congratulations. You're the first loser. Well, anyway, this is the key. The key is Minnesota Twins. Well, the Minnesota Twins, okay, well, this year, well, every year, it feels like the Minnesota Twins wins the division or gets the wild card, then they play the New York Yankees and lose dramatically. I'm talking about a loss of, like, epic proportions of a sweep, a dominating sweep. They get so dominated that they shouldn't even play three games in the first round. It's done in two games. And it almost always happens to the Twins. And it's because they don't have no pitching by the time the playoff starts. But now they got some decent pitching. They got Maeda that they got in the deal with the Dodgers. And Berrios should take the next step. So that's their ace, and he should take their next step. Well, we'll see what they can do in a season and take off. The Cleveland Indians has great starting pitching, and I'm talking about wonderful starting pitching. But are they going to win? I don't know. Are they going to sell? I don't know. That's what I expect them to do. I expect them to sell. I expect them to be on the lookout for the best package they can get for Lindor and for a couple of their young pitchers. So, yeah. My pick, my feeling is that the Minnesota Twins will win 100 games again. And partly because they're playing 40 games versus the Royals and the Tigers. So, if they win 30 of those 40 or 35 of those 40, That wouldn't stun me at all. I actually expect them to win that much against those teams. They'll probably go 20 games versus the White Sox. They'll probably win 10, 11 of those. They got another 20 games against the Indians, and they'll win probably 10 or 12 of those. So that's 24 on top of 35. 59, 60, 58 games right there just in their own division. So, yeah. Yeah, I expect them over 100 games, winning over 100 games. The White Sox to be second, and I feel like the White Sox can contend for the wild card. But it's not because of potential. It's because of what they've done. I expect Moncada to be better. He's a really good baseball player. He's talented. I want him to have the heart. I want him to have the feeling of wanting to win and wanting to compete. I've yet to see him want to compete. You know, you hear this thing in the big leagues. Oh, the guy is so good, it's effortless. They used to say that about Ken Griffey Jr. And when I was a kid in the 90s watching Ken Griffey Jr., I believed it. I was like, oh, okay. Then, yeah, he's just effortless. Well, you know what? What if these guys gave effort? Robinson Cano is one of those players. Give a little bit more extra effort, or at least make an effort to show you're making an effort. Grunt, yell, scream, slam your helmet. Like, run hard out of the box. Get that extra base. You know what I mean? Like, Bryce Harper, you see Bryce Harper go 100. You see Rendon go 100. Soto, you see him into every play. He's focused. He's going 100. His effort is, you see his effort. So enough with this effortless. The guy is giving his 100%. It just looks effortless. No. Give me effort. Show us effort. All right? Grunt something. So I need Moncada to take that next step. And this is the reason why. I like Giolito, and I want to see Giolito do good. I think that the bullpen is going to be the White Sox demise. They have absolutely no bullpen. I think the guys that are in their bullpen is actually working for the city of Chicago at the airport. And then they're going to report to spring training like the mid-March because they have no bullpen. They need a second baseman. I don't know if it's Nick Madrigal. Louis Robert, I expect him to have a disappointing season because it's going to be overhyped. There's nothing special about Eloy Jimenez. He's got some really good power, but he's just Reggie Jackson in that regard. Now, Reggie Jackson's a Hall of Famer, but that's because he played in the 70s, and he was more of a marketable player than if he would be here today. And then again, he was uber athlete, that guy. So, but he's Reggie Jackson power, but I don't think he's got Reggie Jackson's compete level. And that's the difference with the White Sox. Can the White Sox compete? Can they come out and compete? If they can, then they can battle for the wild card. So I got them second in this division. The Indians right there, a close third, also competing for a wild card. And then bringing up the rear is the Tigers and the Royals. So there you go with the preview of the AL Central.